Yo, what's happening? This is your man Monroe the Message. This is Can I Listen?
Yes, you can.
I said yes, you can. I said yes, you can. I said yes, you can. Hey, if you speak the truth, you ain't gotta argue the truth. Cause God don't really need a military. Microphone check 212. Freestyle in this thing, what we gon' do? A 1-2-1-2. Microphone check, baby, what we gon' do? I'm back on it. Hey, you can listen to us in the back, homie. While your boy driving you up in a car. When you go shopping at that new mall. Walking the boulevard with your dogs and them. And if you got opinion, please just call it in. I'm here for you. It's Can I Listen? And it's Monroe the Message, but I gotta listen. Before I speak, yeah, you gotta listen. Before I leak, you can feel it dripping. Hey, and then the rain hits your soul. That's your heart, that's the soil. Yeah, let it go. Then the sun comes out, all of a sudden you grow. That's what we doing here, putting the light on the dark situation. But if you a star in a dark situation, just keep on twinkling. Cause guess what? Can't nobody out twinkle you. Cause can't nobody out twinkle you.
Hey, what's going on? This is your man Monroe the Message, and this is Can I Listen Radio. Yes, you can. And man, all we want to do, man, today is you know, enjoy this Friday, enjoy this weekend that's coming in. And the question that I have today, man, is when a person calls you late at night between, you know, 10 and 12 o'clock, what does that mean? When a person calls you between 10 and 12 o'clock, what does that mean? Does that mean they want to think about you before they go to sleep? Does it mean you help them go to sleep? Does it mean that they want you to think about them while you sleep? Like, does it mean they just miss you and they just want to talk to you? Y'all give me your inputs. Let me know what's happening. All right, man, this is your man Monroe the Message. We gonna get up out of here. Peace. See y'all in a minute.
Got ourselves a caller.
Got ourselves a caller.
All right, so I'm a little conflicted. So one part of me says, man, this really is just a booty call, like for real. And then the other part, just kind of the way that you set it up, is like, well, you know, perhaps there's something between the two of them that, you know, is like ongoing. My first mind was just, you know, this is a booty call, right? Like, I need to get some, and I need it with you. And then the second part is, well, you know, perhaps there's something a little bit more meaningful, and I can see that happening. So I don't know if I answered your question, but there it is.
Hey, what's going on to all my star listeners in this Can I Listen Nation? I just wanted to touch bases and find out, what do you think about this? Do you think that we are conditioned and that we are trained to think or programmed to think a certain way as cultures, as races, as, you know, gender, whether you homosexual, heterosexual, or whatever? Do you think that we're trained or programmed to think to think the way that we are? And I'm gonna just throw an example out there. Because I kind of feel like we trained to think that certain cultures is trained to think that as soon as you see the cops that you've done something wrong. I was driving my car, going the speed limit. I'm good, Gucci, right? See a police car on the side and I hit my brakes for no reason. I was going the speed limit. I don't know if it's I'm conditioned because basically, you know, I like to speed a lot. You know what I'm saying? But usually when I speed, I'm like five over. You know what I'm saying? I don't really go too ham when it comes to speeding. But like, is it because of the way that I drive that caused me to do that? Is it because culturally, you know, we're trained to think a certain way, like, oh man, you see the cops, you're in trouble, you better stop, you better slow down, you know what I'm saying? So you don't, you know, is it because of the situation that's going on in the world where, you know, cops was shooting people on a killing spree, you know? Does that have anything to do with it? But I want to know your opinions and express yourself and tell us how you feel. I would really appreciate it. It's your man Monroe the Message, and this is the Can I Listen podcast. And yes, you can listen. All my star listeners, stay tuned in. We got more coming. All right, you take it easy. Peace.
Got ourselves a caller.
Got ourselves a caller.
Hey, Monroe, what's going on, man? Hey, so are we trained to think a certain way? I have to say that social conditioning is alive and real. Like, to be honest with you, I don't even think that we know what we're doing. I think it's really coming out of an abundance of caution. Like, the way in which we think, it comes out of an abundance of caution, right? Because things have happened to us in the past, we learn to be cautious in a certain way. And I think that thought, or that train of thought, that caution within us is why we do the things that we do. I mean, and it doesn't stop there. For instance, believe it or not, it's so funny that Europeans, I'm going to have to call back. The Black Plague, that's a real thing, right? Like, that's a real thing. And because of the Black Plague, especially Europeans have been shown that they are more prone to be afraid of rats than any other subgroup in the world. It's true. We are afraid of things that have happened to us in our past. Let's think about snakes. Like, a snake really won't do too much to you unless you do something to it. But because of what we think about snakes, especially as it relates to the Bible, the Old Testament, Genesis, we are afraid of snakes. It's real, social conditioning.
Say, let's just call it home.
Yes. The falsetto, man, I had a moment. Did you have a moment?
Somebody was cutting onions, man.
I swear, I got kind of teary. I felt it. I don't know if y'all felt it. I felt that shit.
Moment, but, I'm still there.
Yeah. All right, cool. Y'all get it? We good? Okay, we good? All right. Oh, man.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank y'all, man.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is going to be the new lineup.
Got ourselves a caller. Hey, what's happening? This is your man Monroe the Message, and this is Can't I Listen podcast. And yes, you can listen. Every day is a good day. We just gotta find out what's good in it. So, what's good in it? Well, something great happened 2 days ago. I got in a car wreck. Tell you why it was great. Learned a lot along the way from the car wreck to this point. Because of the car wreck, I had to get a rental car. I met this guy named Malid. And he was from Israel. He's been in the States for 14 years. Yeah, 14 years. And we're having a conversation. It was kind of hard for him to kind of get into conversation at first when I first got in the car. He was a little tough around the edges. And when we started talking and I found out he was from Israel, I was very intrigued to know, like, what was that experience like? What is life like in Israel? And he started telling me the reasons why he moved to the States, because that's one of the questions I asked him. One thing he said was jobs were very minimal there. You know, you couldn't get a job. You had to work like 5 jobs just to survive. And the main reason, and it's crazy that he said this is the main reason why he moved, is because of disrespect and racism. And I'm saying to myself, you're Israeli. Like, what do you mean? Right? But it's the subculture with Israel that he was having an issue with, and how much disrespect his family took because they were Christian. And that's a predominantly Muslim community. So I'm like, you know, scratching my head on this one. And I'm saying, oh, my God, this is crazy. That we have, because racist, all that means to me, racism, all that just means is separation. That's it. Separation to a community that's supposed to be connected in one, having one mind in Christ. So when I heard that, I'm like, okay, man, this is unreal. But I understand the fact that, you know, Christians and Muslims have different point of views on their beliefs. But I didn't think it would be to the point where, hey, we don't mess with you just because you this, and we don't mess with you because of that. Because that's totally opposite of God. That's why it's crazy to me. You know, God will accept those who have been at the all-time worst for years and years and years, come to them, meet them where they're at, and turn their life around and accept them. So now, like, I'm looking at this thing as, like, religion really is a cause of separation. You look at the religions that we have in America, you know, the Methodist, Pentecostal, Pentecost, Lutheran, Catholics, and you tell me how often you see these religions together functioning as one. Jehovah's Witness, right? They find something to disagree with, so they don't have to be around the other religion. And this leads me to that key phrase, that religion is separation. It's just like racism. It's no different. That's crazy. So, you mean to tell me that you're saying, this is me talking to myself, like, you mean to tell me that this racism is causing separation? Well, let's look at it. I want to look at Jesus for a moment. I don't recall Jesus at one time stating who he was, what his religion was, to anybody. If you find something, let me know, because I could be wrong. But he always said, he always referred to his father, his relationship with his father. He has to go to his father. I need to do this because I need to go to my father. I need, you know what I'm saying? I'm nothing without my father. Like, the things that he said was always in regards to talking about his father and knowing more about his father and knowing more about the kingdom of heaven. He always referred to these things. And then he had his times where he was chin-checking some cats. You know, like, yo, what y'all doing selling animals at the church? You know, that takes away from the whole process. You know, like, what are y'all doing wanting a position in the church so you can be, you know, noble and, you know, this and that? He had those moments where he chin checked some cats, heart checked them, I should say, right? Clear, you know what I mean? Heart checked them, gave him a few votes. But these moments, I don't recall any moment where he's like, you know, I'm a Jew. I'm a Nazirite. Everybody else put terms on him. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of this. You know, everybody else referred to him as something else. But he never referred to himself as belonging to a certain group. He just was a part of God's business, which is the kingdom of heaven, the entity of God. So this leads me to another thing. Y'all ready for this one? Buckle your seatbelts, because I'm about to come back and get back into it, because I want to show you more and more examples of separation with subcultures, which keep us from being connected as one, under one mind in Christ.
Man, you got to understand that in the United States, this is a social experiment. Like, there was no country, and when I say country, I'm really talking about European or Asian country. There was no country where you could practice whatever religion you wanted, right? So this is a social experiment. And so we take it for granted here in the United States that people with different religions could come here, live, and, you know, live in harmony. Even though we don't live that way 100%, it is better than in other places. In Israel, only about 2-3% of their population is Christian. All right, so the dominant religion is actually Judaism. So Jews are the dominant religion within that one country of Israel. And then you have the Muslim faith. Maybe back in the 90s, it was like, so Muslims are probably about 20-25% of the population in Israel. And then the remaining factor is the Jewish faith. All right. To the point where Christians live and work in a certain area of Jerusalem. And then you have your Muslims who live and work in a certain area of Jerusalem. And then you also have your people of the Jewish faith who live and work in a certain area. Like, different, like, you have to have, like, Israel. Israel and Israel. Like, it's a different place to live altogether. Okay. So I understand exactly what he's saying. And the only reason I know this is because I'm minored in international relations within my major. So, yeah. It's real.
You're now listening to the smooth sounds of Rick and Thaddeus music.
What's happening? This is your man, Monroe the Message. This is Can I Listen?
Yes, you can!